thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Time now to focus on rail travel and making rail travel accessible if you have a disability. Now, many listeners may be familiar with the helpline where you can call up and book your assistance for your journey in advance, but there's now also an app, and we're going to learn a little bit about that from Dominic Lund-Conlon from the Rail Delivery Group. Let's take a look at the app then. How did the idea come about?
So Transport, who developed this app, were funded to look at innovation in relation to accessibility through what was then the Transport Catapult programme run by the government. They developed it in partnership with a train operator who was then London Midland. They ran between London, Birmingham and across the West Midlands. And they built up a platform that could look at a customer's journey from the perspective of just turn up and travel. But what became very apparent to us was, in order to accommodate that style of travel, that style of app, we need to integrate it into the platform that we have today. We looked at Turn Up and Go, but then we also looked at what gives customers confidence in their journey. And that's how we've come to the app that we have today.
How long has it taken then to get the app from, you know, that initial concept to the launch?
So the whole platform has taken us 3 years to move away from a legacy system that was built in the late 2000s. And we've moved into a new world of APIs and interconnectability, where we've got this app that links into our back office. If you look at any app out there, you start with the basics and you build on it and you build on it and you add more functionality that customers ask for.
When it comes to using the app then, many of our listeners are blind or partially sighted. So how did you look at accessibility and test for that?
So it was designed from the ground up to be accessible for all customers, regardless of how they interact with their smartphone. The developer Transport worked with disabled people to pilot it, to test it, to look at what functions could be improved. One of their pieces was about a different range of interface styles. So I, for example, use mine on black and yellow. It just works best for my own personal vision in that regard. But they also look at things like voiceover and so on. As we move through the development, we use passengers' input to test, to refine. And it was just some really simple things, like if you're using magnification on your iPhone, improving the thickness of an outline of a tick box can make all the difference for a customer to know that tick box exists and how to ensure it's being selected. So using the customer experience was really vital for us to get the app to where it is now.
Okay, so the app has been developed, the testing's been done. So if I wanted to make a rail journey, you know, how do you do that? How easy is it?
The app has a number of key benefits in there. One of them is that your profile is something you control as a customer. So when you're signed in and you say, this is my email address, these are my mobility requirements, I may use an assistance animal, I may use a cane, for example. I personally am a wheelchair user, so my profile reflects that. When I go to request a journey, I simply go, I'm going from this town, I'm going to that town, I would like guiding to my seat, click request the assistance, off it goes, and somebody would make sure that journey is safe to go ahead. So there'll be a member of staff to assist me at either end. They click confirm for me at the contact centre, and I just get that confirmation back on my smartphone. I get an email as well, and then that's it. I go off and I make my journey.
Bearing in mind this is across the UK, so all train operators are included on this. You know, perhaps you have to change operators if you're going on a long journey.
Yep, so it works with all of the train operators. Everybody uses the one single core back office. Everybody uses the same Transport app. And basically, it's there to give consistency. It's a coherent national system. As well, every train operator is committed to further improving this through their accessible travel policies.
It's great, obviously, having the flexibility of the app. It's on your smart device. If you wanted to speak to a real person, is that possible through the device, or do you kind of revert back to the National Rail Inquiries line?
We didn't include messaging staff in this first rollout. We wanted to keep it straightforward and build on the functions that customers required. So what we have done instead is we put a telephone number for who is managing your assistance request into the email confirmations. It will tell me who is managing my assistance request. If I'm traveling, for example, Leeds to Bradford, it will say, Northern are processing your assistance request. Here's their telephone number. If I'm traveling King's Cross to Edinburgh, it may say, LNER are your train operator managing this. Please contact them if you've got any immediate questions. The other really good piece is that if you are traveling on multiple train companies, one train operator will manage your assistance request. So you haven't got to go and phone and chase around multiple contact centres. One train company is just looking after everything for you.
It is, as you say, Dominic, a very new app. So are you still looking for feedback? Can people comment on its use?
Absolutely. Just because something is new doesn't mean that we can't always improve. And the railway is absolutely open to ideas for new features. We'd like knowing what people would value in their journey. So the ways you can do that is through your train operating company. You can also do so through the app's contact features. Or even if you just want to drop us an email via the National Rail Inquiries website. The crucial thing is, if there's something there that would make a difference to your journey, we can't promise that we will deliver it overnight. But what we will do is we'll feed it into the ideas and we will look and see how we can prioritise something that can really make the difference to a customer's journey.
And just finally, Dominic, if people would like to try the app, it is free, of course. How do they do that?
So the app is Passenger Assistance by Transreport. You can find it by searching Passenger Assist or Passenger Assistance in the Apple or Android app stores. And I really encourage people to just download it, set up your profile, have a go, make a rail journey.
Please do try it out. Dominic, thank you very much for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.